Welcome to Talking Politics, KBIA's weekly show dedicated to talking about local and national politics. I'm Abigail Corson. Although the gubernatorial election isn't until November, Missouri residents have already had a chance to hear the stances and opinions of the Republican candidates. KBIA's Sarah Kellogg has more on the four candidates and specifically their economic policies.
The four Republican gubernatorial candidates took part in a televised debate in late March where they answered questions from moderators and from Twitter. The first question focused on Missouri's unemployment and poverty rate and what each candidate would do to attract higher paying jobs to Missouri. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder focused on tax cuts in his answer.
You know that I'll go to work trying to trim our tax code and cut, especially reduce the income tax in this state that is too high at 6% and starts at a level that is too low in income. It starts at $6,000 for the highest rate of 6%. Now, how absurd is that?
John Bruner, one of the two candidates that do not have previous political experience, says his background in business makes him qualified to bring higher paying jobs to Missouri.
Well, my entire career has been in the job building business. I took a small manufacturing business with 30 or 40 people, worked hard over 30 years, and grew to be the largest in our industry.
Bruner also said that Missouri needs tort reform, regulatory reform, and right to work to improve the state's jobs prospects. Catherine Hanaway's response included a specific five-point plan to bring in more jobs.
Number one, we need to reduce and simplify our tax code. Number two, as soon as right to work gets to the governor's desk, I will sign it. Number three, regulations are crushing small business. On day one of a Hanaway administration, I would freeze all new regulations. Number four, we've got to have a governor who will appoint conservative judges and work for meaningful tort reform to put an end to the frivolous lawsuits killing business opportunities. And number five, we have to train our workforce for the jobs that are out there, the good-paying, high-paying jobs.
Eric Greitens began his answer by citing his experience founding the organization The Mission Continues, a nonprofit that assists veterans in facing the challenges of everyday life after coming home.
While government does not create jobs, government must create the conditions in which our business owners can own, run, and grow their businesses. And that's why we have to sign right to work. It's why we have to reduce regulations. It's why we have to end tax credit bribery and simplify the tax code. We have to do these things so that Missourians can get back to work.
The debate moderators also asked the candidates their opinions on raising the minimum wage. Hanaway again mentioned her five-point plan, saying taking those steps to bring in more jobs is more important than raising the minimum wage. What wasn't productive, she says, is not having a unified minimum wage for the entire state.
I think the worst thing that we could possibly do in terms of being competitive with other states and bringing more jobs to Missouri is to piecemeal raise the minimum wage, for Columbia to have one minimum wage, for St. Louis to have another, for Kansas City to have a third.
Kinder's answer was similar, saying he supports the current law that ties minimum wage increases to the state's inflation rate. Bruner once again said how his background in business qualifies him to take on Missouri's economic issues as governor. Greitens didn't answer the question and instead spent his time responding to accusations from Hanaway about one of his donors who has been charged with sexual abuse. While the candidates mostly agreed with each other on economic policies and many other issues discussed during the March debate, greater differences between the Republican candidates may emerge as the August primary election draws near. For more on the debate, visit KBIA.org. For KBIA News, I'm Sarah Kellogg.
That's it for this week's Talking Politics. I'm Abigail Corson. Thanks for listening.